rumble of the Anjuna means it's time for the Coordinating Committee Report. This is Ruth Greenblatt, Chair of the Committee. This update will cover recent doings at UCSF and UC-wide that the Senate leaders should be aware of. May 2016. UC-wide, the Senate remains quite active, including nomination of Shane White from the UCLA School of Dentistry for incoming Senate Vice Chair, who would serve with incoming Chair Jim Chalfant from UC Davis. Additionally, the Academic Council met with Tom Andriola, Vice President and CIO for the UC system, the Chief Counsel from Santa Cruz, and Shane McGee, the Chief Privacy Officer from FireEye, the contractor hired by the UC system to increase defenses against an early detection of system intrusions. Some locations, particularly UC Berkeley, continue to express concerns about academic freedom and monitoring by UC administration via these cybersecurity systems. Also, for UC health plan options, Blue Shield will be replaced by Anthem Blue Cross as the medical claims administrator for UC Care, the Health Savings Plan, the Core Plan, Medicare PPO, and High Option Supplement to Medicare. Behavioral health options will be reincorporated under Anthem Blue Cross, and Optimum Behavioral Health will no longer provide these services for these plans. Major changes to the provider network is not anticipated. Faculty are participating in planning for an upcoming fundraising campaign via our three Senate reps on the Chair's Directors Group and via outreach from department chairs to their faculty. As an early step, the campus will consider themes for the development campaign, which will likely be broadly defined as an umbrella for a large number of more specific initiatives. Examples include precision care, cancer, and addressing the underserved. This process will be discussed at the Thursday meeting. We continue planning for a new Senate web portal that will provide expanded service, and we will close the planning group process soon. So coordinating committee members are asked to make any recommendations about this as soon as possible. You may be aware of some long-standing confusion about UC titles for various groups of clinicians who contribute to UC teaching and clinical math missions, including without salary clinicians who are often community-based, and part-time clinicians. With the advent of accountable care organizations, which have prompted larger networks of clinical institutions, UC medical centers will now have interaction with clinician employees of non-UC facilities. Some may teach and some not. Thus, UC convened a review committee to recommend APM changes to appropriately address these various roles. We have now been asked to review and comment on proposed revisions to the APM, including APM 278, Health Sciences Clinical Professor, and Section 210-6, Instructions to Review Committees for Actions on Health Sciences Clinical Professor. The review committee notes that the primary duties for faculty in this series are clinical teaching and clinical practice and creative activities in the context of clinical practice. The review included examination of comparator institutions, and one key finding was that UC was unique in offering similar titles to full-time and part-time salaried and without salaried clinicians. Additionally, there was some variation in the application of an 8-year rule, range of responsibilities, term of appointment, authority, and review criteria. Recommendations include creation of APM 350, a title called Clinical Associates, who are 100% clinicians with no teaching responsibilities and creative work to fill a gap for without UC salary staff clinicians and appointees at satellite locations, including accountable care organization sites and others. This excludes the county hospitals and VA medical centers that have already formal UC affiliations. If the individuals latter propose to be paid by UC or engage in teaching, creative activity, or university service, the faculty member must be moved to an appropriate title after a competitive search. Health Sciences Clinical Professors fulfill teaching, professional competence and activity, and research and creative activity, and service responsibilities, and have a review schedule like other faculty appointees. They can be without salary. An 8-year time limit to promotion is applied for faculty with a greater than or equal to 51% effort. Volunteer clinical professors are clinicians from the community who teach the application of clinical and basic sciences in the context of patient care. These are part-time appointments without salary, with basis in teaching and patient care, and other components are optional. The term of appointment is 5 years, and evaluation will be based on clinical and teaching skills. The new group clinical associates are paid staff clinicians who receive no UC salary. They have no teaching, no research or creative activity, and no service responsibilities. The term of appointment is 5 years or when employment with the affiliate ends. Appointment can be made at the dean level. Merit appraisal is to be conducted by their peers at their place of work. Note also there are proposed modifications to APM 360 and 210.4, the librarian series. Our May question of the month will focus on sabbaticals. How many of us have taken a traditional 1-year sabbatical, and how were these funded? We will also examine alternatives such as 1 to 2 month sabbaticals. Are these desirable? And if they existed, would individual faculty use them? And what would they use them for? If the response is strong, we can explore means of obtaining funding for these. So I would encourage your colleagues to respond to that question of the month when it is issued. Thank you. See you on Thursday. We will also discuss space-related issues